نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز، وأستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has set down some rules and regulations. He has a sunnah. He has a way of doing things. And we hear and read in the Quran, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, that you will never see the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it will change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and time again, He does things and we see them happening with our own eyes, and we as Muslims, we as humans need to take an ibrah from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes these events happen in front of us and He tells us, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, O people of understanding, O people of wisdom, O people of eyesight, O people of knowledge, pay attention to these things and take heed. So we see a lot of events taking place worldwide. We see events taking place in our own localities, and we have to question why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is sending down ahwal, He is sending out situations which are very difficult for the ummah from time to time. And particularly in our local area, we have been afflicted with a drought for the past couple of months, and we need to question ourselves why that is happening. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is depriving us of rain, He is depriving us of His rahmah, He is depriving us of His mercy. So that is the thing that we need to ask, and what can we do about it? What did the Prophet ﷺ do in that certain situation? We look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. He says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If the people of the villages, meaning the dwellers of the towns and villages and places, they had iman and they had the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would open up the barakat from the skies for them. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا, but they continued to deny. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, because of the misdeeds that they've committed, because of the bad deeds that they're doing, because of the sins that they're committing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I send down the punishment for them. أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Do the people in these towns and villages, are they at ease that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come down to them while they are sleeping? And are they at ease that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come to them in daytime while they are playing? أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ, are they at ease from the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, only those people who are at a severe loss, they are the ones that are negligent and ignorant of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to punish us and give us some kind of a sign at any time, night or day. We see sometimes the earthquakes, they happen at night. We see hurricanes, they happen during the day. Tornadoes, night or day, they can come. So we have to pay attention to these events that take place and understand that we should not feel at ease if we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. many people, they continue to disobey Allah, and they think that if Allah was displeased with what I'm doing, then He would have sent down a punishment by now. He would have sent down a punishment by now. But this is, again, a misunderstanding. The misunderstanding is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives those people that are disobedient, He gives them something which is known as istidraj. He lets them go. He lets them go, and then when the time for the punishment comes, that punishment comes very, very severely. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an. So once we understand this, we have to also look at the things with which a people are involving themselves in, and the consequence of those things, which are mentioned in a very beautiful and powerful hadith by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, أقبل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا معشر المهاجرين. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he turned to us and said, O people of مهاجرين, خمس إذا ابتليتم بهن وأعوذ بالله أن تدركوهن. There are five things that if you were to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those things, and I seek Allah's refuge that you are to get those things. What are those things? لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط حتى يعلنوا بها إلا فشا فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع التي لم تكن مضت في أسلافهم الذين مضوا. The people who are involved in committing sins, and then they have the audacity to commit those sins openly and in public without any shame or remorse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will involve them in hunger and droughts that were not prevalent in the people that came before them. So it's one thing to commit a sin in secret and feel guilty about it and seek istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness for it. But it's a completely different thing to openly commit the sin and not feel any remorse. Why? Because that person is now calling others to commit the same sin. That if that person can commit that sin, then I can do it. He didn't get any type of punishment. People didn't look down upon him. He didn't feel any remorse. He didn't feel any guilt. So why should I feel guilty in committing the same sin? So it opens the doors for other people to commit the same sins. So the Prophet ﷺ said that because of these sins that are committed openly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala involves the people in hunger, and such hunger that was not prevalent in the people that came before. وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ إِلَّا أُخِذُوا بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَةِ. That when people, they start cheating in business, they cheat in business and they try to make money from cheating people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give them sineen, meaning droughts and famine and difficulty of their lives. And jawri sultani alayhim, and on top of that, they will get dictators that are ruling upon them. Kings that are ruling upon them, that will commit dhulm upon them, that will be oppressive towards them. Many of us do not realize that sometimes the oppressive ruler and oppressive king is because of the sins that we commit ourselves. We have no reason to complain. We have no excuse. When the Prophet ﷺ warned us about this many centuries ago, and we continue to disobey Allah, and we think that we are going to get kings that are going to be, and leaders that are going to be good to us. So the Prophet said that when people cheat in their businesses, then this is going to happen. That they will get these kings that are oppressive upon them, and dictators that are going to be oppressive towards them and tyrannous towards them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Destruction is those people who is for those people who cheat. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Destruction is those is for those people that cheat in their businesses. When they are weighing against other people, then they want to get their fair share. But when they are weighing for other people, when they are weighing or measuring when doing business, يُخْسِرُونَ, they deduct and cheat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells very clearly, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. This is just one principle, if we were to understand it and put it into our lives, put it into our mindset, that one day I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for my sins. I have to answer the questions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask me. He is going to ask me where and how I earned this living, where I spent this living. So when a person has this in mind, that how am I going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, he will never cheat anybody. He will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His earnings will be always from halal, and he will spend only on halal. So Allah says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On the day when people will be standing in front of the Lord of the worlds, not just a judge, not just a local judge or a federal judge, but the Lord of the worlds will be standing in front of him, in front of all of humanity. Either we will be disgraced and humiliated, or we will pass the test and we'll be honored and be entered into paradise. So we need to make that choice, and that choice is going to be made for us by us right now in this worldly life. When we close our eyes and we pass away and leave this world, then it's going to be too late. The hadith goes on to say, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُوا الْقَطْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُمْطِرُوا. When people, they stop giving the zakat of their wealth, then they are deprived of the rainfall. And if it wasn't for the Baha'im, if it wasn't for the animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would stop rainfall altogether, completely. But only out of mercy for the animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the rainfall. But otherwise, being deprived of rainfall is because of the fact that people are neglecting their obligation of paying the zakat. So if we are doing this, we have to make sure that we give the fair share of the poor and the masakeen, give them their fair share. This is their right, and through giving the zakat, we purify the rest of our wealth also. وَلَمْ يَنْقُصُوا عَهْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَهْدَ رَسُولِهِ إِلَّا صَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًا مِّنْ غَيْرِهِمْ. And when they break the ahd of Allah and the ahd of the Prophet, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to make an enemy rule over them. When they break the Qur'an and the Sunnah, go against the Qur'an and the Sunnah, then enemies are going to take over them. And the last thing, that when they do not judge, when they وَلَمْ تَحْكُمْ أَئِمَّتُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَيَتَخَيَّرُوا مِمَّا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ بَأْسَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. When their ulama and the scholars, they do not judge according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be disputes amongst them. People will start disputing and fighting because the judges and the kings and the rulers and the ulama, they are not judging according to the Qur'an and the Sunnah. They are not fulfilling the rules according to the Qur'an and the Sunnah. So we look at this hadith and we see how many of those things are we involved in. And then that is the answer to the question of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depriving us of so many mercies. On this anniversary of 9/11 that is coming up, many people may question what happened and the after effects of that on the Muslim Ummah. Could it be that prior to 9/11, that we were basically just enjoying life in this country, enjoying a wonderful economy, a boom that was going on, and just focusing on building our infrastructures and houses and basically building our investments and not focusing on what we are supposed to be doing in terms of inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of teaching people about Islam? Because prior to 9/11, we were very introvert. We didn't have open houses. We didn't teach people about Islam. We didn't invite people into our masajid. We didn't tell people about what our religion teaches us. This event, tragic and catastrophic event that took place, it basically woke us up and forced us into doing what we were supposed to be doing anyway. So it's quite possible that as Muslims, this was a wake-up call for us. And this was a form of a punishment for Muslims, and the consequences of that have taken place, the difficulties and the security and the checks and the difficulties that we have at the airport and the problems with immigration, it's quite possible that it is as a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us wake up and do what we were supposed to be doing anyway, in terms of calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving them da'wah and teaching them about Islam. So that is a question that we really need to ask ourselves and understand that, you know, it's quite possible that it's because of our own shortcomings that happened and we were pushed into these types of things. Going on, the same thing actually, the rules were for the people of the book before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. The summary of this verse, that even the people of the book, they were told that if they adopted what was taught to them in their books, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open up the barakat from the sky and the earth, and they would be blessed with so many things. So this rule has been for the previous nations and for our nation also, and part of the order that was given to the people of the book was to adopt Islam when it came to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an ahd, took a mithaq, a contract, a promise from the people that came before us, that these teachings that have been given to you, yes, you will implement them and put them into practice. But when a prophet comes who testifies to the truth of the message that you already have, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, you will adopt and have iman on him, and you will certainly help him. So this is part of that ahd, this is part of the promise that they were supposed to have implemented, taking and accepting Islam. So if they had done that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. We look at the events that are taking place around us, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, we do not take heed from them and we do not pay attention to them. There's a story of the Sahaba when they were invading or when they were conquering other countries and they were getting victory after victory. At one battle, Abu Darda, he was seeing that the Muslim army had taken over, and gained victory, and the Muslims were basically dividing the spoils amongst them. And he was sitting on the side, and he was crying. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So, Jubair ibn Nufayr radiallahu anhu, he came to Abu Darda, and he said to him, ما يبكيك يا Abu Darda? أتبكي في يوم أعز الله فيه الإسلام وأهله وأذل فيه الكفر وأهله. Are you crying on such a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor and respect and dignity to the people of Islam and Islam, and He has disgraced the people of kufr and disbelief, and He has basically defeated them? Are you crying on such a day? This is not a day for crying. It's a day for being happy and joyous. So Abu Darda, he had a deep insight and a wisdom that we should actually learn from. He said that, look at these people. They were happy, they were joyous, they were doing whatever they were doing. They had honor and dignity, they had wealth. And those same people, we see them being disgraced. We see their resources being taken away from them. We see those same people that were dignitaries and they were honorable people and respectable people in their societies becoming slaves. This is the reality of this world. That on one day, people can have honor and dignity and become and be rulers, and the next day they can be fugitives in their own land. And this is not just for the leaders and for the dignitaries and for the kings and for the presidents and the prime ministers. It is actually for the layperson like me and you also. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran about those people that are given their book of deeds in their left hand. They're going to say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. I wish that I had not been given this book of deeds in my left hand. Walam adri ma hisabiya. And I wish I had not known what my hisab is. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. I wish that the death had been just complete and nothing after death. Halaka anni sultaniya. He's going to say, my kingdom that I had, the kingdom that I had made, my little kingdom, my wife, my kids, my house, my business, my work, my bank account, my investments, my 401k, my IRA, this little kingdom that I had made, halaka anni, it's gone. It has gone, I've left it behind. So Abu Darda, he's looking at those people that yesterday were dignitaries, yesterday they were honorable people, and now they are being disgraced and dishonored, and he is thinking that there could be a time that I could be in that same situation. I could be dishonored, I could be disrespected, and the blessings that I have been blessed with, they could be taken away from me at any time. There's no guarantee of that. So we also need to take lessons from the events that are taking place around us. Allah says, ظَهْرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down fasad because of the misdeeds that people commit. And the next ayah says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Wander around on the earth. Look around the earth. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Look at the people that came before, how they were destroyed, how their kingdoms were destroyed, their palaces, they remained empty. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. They left so many of their palaces and fields and pastures and wealth. What happened? وَأُورَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. People that came after them, they took over them. They inherited them. And the same thing is going to happen to them. One day they're going to leave all of that behind. So it's important to pay attention to the events that are taking place around us. And we need to look back into our deeds. Look into our deeds that we are doing. And as a result of those deeds, it's quite possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. And we need to make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these situations. The Prophet ﷺ was once doing khutbah and an Arabi stood up during the khutbah and he complained to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, halak al-mal wa ja'al i'yal, fad'u Allah lana. That because of this drought that we're going through, the wealth has been destroyed, the families are hungry. So oh Prophet of Allah, pray for us. So the Prophet ﷺ, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the khutbah. He said, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Allah send down rain, Allah send down rain, Allah send down rain. And another riwayah, the wording is, Allahumma amtirna, Allahumma amtirna, Allahumma amtirna. Same meaning, different words. So, after that, Anas radiallahu anhu, who is the rawi of this hadith, he says that prior to Jum'ah, the sky had been blue and there had not been a single cloud in the sky. But after the khutbah, we saw the clouds basically gathering over the horizon and rain falling, and the rain continued to fall for the next week until the people started complaining. And according to another riwayah, when the Prophet ﷺ was making khutbah the next week, another Arabi stood up and said, "Tahaddam al-bina wa gharaq al-mal," that it's been raining so much that our buildings are falling down and our wealth is being destroyed, so pray to us. So then the Prophet ﷺ made a dua, "Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna," O Allah, around us and not upon us. And the clouds dispersed and the rain fell around Medina and not on top of Medina. So it's important that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the Prophet ﷺ made dua, this is also a form of istisqa. There are four types of istisqa mentioned in the riwayat. So one of them is actually making dua in the khutbah itself. So we ask everybody to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with deeper sincerity and seeking istighfar for the sins that we've committed day in and day out, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with rain and do not deprive us. It's not just us, it is actually, there's a lot of wildfires going on in Texas. A lot of people's houses are being destroyed. We should feel sorry for them. They may not be our brothers and sisters in Islam, but they are our brothers and sisters in humanity. Just like they are being deprived of their livelihoods, their houses, we could tomorrow face the same situation. So we need to feel sorry for them, and we need to pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases them from the difficulty that they're going through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.